WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to social confidence. We're diving deep into something powerful today, making decisions with mindfulness. Ever feel like you're just reacting to life instead of actively steering it? Like that inner voice is screaming options at you, and you end up feeling stuck in a loop? We've all been there, but what if I told you there's a way to approach decision-making that feels less like a tug of war and more like a calm, collected walk through the woods? That's what we're breaking down today. It's about becoming more aware of our thoughts, feelings, and impulses before we jump into action mode. Think of it like this. You wouldn't just dive headfirst into a swimming pool without taking a moment to assess the depth, right? Decision-making deserves that same level of thoughtful consideration. So, let's get into 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate that mindful approach. First off, pause before you react. Ever felt like your gut took over and made a decision for you, often with regret as the aftertaste? It happens. Our brains are wired to jump to conclusions, especially when emotions are involved. But taking even a few seconds to breathe and observe your thoughts can make a world of difference. You know that feeling when you're about to blurt something out in anger, and then you take a deep breath and realize it might not be worth saying? That's mindfulness in action. Second, listen to your inner voice, but don't let it dictate everything. Your intuition is powerful, but it's not always right. Sometimes our feelings can cloud our judgment, especially when we're dealing with complex situations. It's about finding that balance between trusting your gut and critically evaluating the information you have. Think of it like this. Your intuition is a compass, guiding you in the right direction, but you still need to consult a map, your logical thinking, to ensure you reach your destination successfully. Third, consider all angles, even the ones that feel uncomfortable. When making decisions, we often fall into the trap of seeking only information that confirms our existing beliefs. But truly mindful decision-making involves exploring different perspectives, even if they challenge our comfort zone. You know those podcasts where they present both sides of an argument, even if it feels uncomfortable at first? That's exactly what I'm talking about. Expanding your horizons often leads to richer, more informed choices. Fourth, be kind to yourself. Mistakes are part of the process. We're all human, and sometimes we make decisions that turn out not so great. Instead of dwelling on those moments, view them as learning opportunities. What can you take away from the experience? How can you apply that knowledge to future decisions? Remember, failure is not the opposite of success, it's a stepping stone along the way. Finally, trust the process, even when it feels messy. Mindful decision-making isn't about having all the answers right away. It's about cultivating a mindset of awareness, curiosity, and self-compassion as you navigate life's choices. Think of it like learning to play a musical instrument. It takes time, patience, and practice. But with dedication, you can master the art of making decisions that align with your values and lead you towards a more fulfilling life. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're offered 2 job opportunities, one exciting but demanding, the other stable but less inspiring. You feel this tug of war inside, the thrill of new challenges versus the comfort of security. Here's where mindfulness comes in. Instead of impulsively jumping at what feels most appealing, take a moment to reflect. What are your priorities? Where do you see yourself thriving? What kind of work truly energizes you? By considering these questions with clarity and intention, you'll be able to make a decision that feels aligned with your long-term goals, not just an immediate feeling. So, recap time, we learned that mindful decision-making starts with pausing before reacting, listening to our intuition but critically evaluating it, exploring different perspectives, being kind to ourselves when we make mistakes, and trusting the process even when things feel messy. Remember, it's not about getting everything right, it's about becoming more aware of our choices and making decisions that truly serve us. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some situations where practicing mindfulness in decision-making would be helpful? Share your thoughts on social media using hashtag socialconfidencepodcast. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay confident, curious, and empowered to make choices that light up your life.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.